Rescue teams in South Africa have recovered 6 additional bodies from a disused gold mine in Stilfontein, where efforts to save scores of illegal miners, known locally as Zama Zamas, have entered a second day. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. According to Sanko, a national umbrella body for NGOs, the miners are believed to be trapped at least 2 kilometers, 1.2 miles, underground. This comes after 8 miners were brought to the surface alive on Tuesday, adding to the 26 rescued on Monday. 9 bodies were also recovered on the first day of the operation. The rescue is being conducted using a crane-operated cage that lowers and hoists individuals from the mine shaft. A long-delayed rescue operation. The miners have reportedly been underground since last year when nationwide police operations began targeting illegal mining. A court ruling last week ordered the government to expedite a rescue operation that had faced repeated delays. Previously, authorities took a hard stance, arguing the miners had deliberately entered the shaft without permission. Food and water supplies to the site had been blocked, and in November, a government minister declared, "We are going to smoke them out." On Tuesday, Minister of Mineral Resources Gwede Mantashe described illegal mining as a war on the economy, emphasizing the need for intensified efforts against the practice. Humanitarian crisis unfolds. The harrowing scenes outside the mine, where dozens of emaciated miners, clad in tattered clothing and barefoot, were attended to by medical professionals. Disturbing videos from the site have also surfaced, showing bodies wrapped in makeshift bags and severely malnourished miners pleading for food and assistance. One video, shared by the General Industries Workers of South Africa, GIWSA, depicted shirtless men sitting on a dirty floor, their faces blurred for anonymity. "This is hunger, people are dying because of hunger," one voice says, claiming 96 people have died and calling for immediate help. The union described the situation as a Stilfontein massacre, blaming authorities for what it called a treacherous policy that led to needless deaths, casualty figures and ongoing challenges. While reports suggest more than 100 miners have died since the crackdown began, authorities have not confirmed these figures, stating they await official verification. Hundreds are believed to remain trapped underground, while more than 1,000 miners have emerged over recent months. The rescue operation, led by the Department of Mineral Resources, involves lowering a cage capable of holding 6 or 7 people down the shaft every hour. 13 miners have also been rescued since the operation began, according to government sources. The unfolding tragedy highlights the dire conditions faced by illegal miners and the complex challenges authorities face in addressing illicit mining activities. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.